change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You can, the rules of engagement for the program are pretty simple. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to this number, 33103. If you want to follow me on social media, you want to download the podcast, you want to stream us live, you can always go to this website. We just changed the name to this, michaelsweekendshow.com. Pretty easy to remember. Just go to michaelsweekendshow.com. That's all you have to do. I want to talk about public education for a minute. Because a bunch of these test scores came out last week, and the test scores are abysmal. Now, I don't think the test scores are the only measure of a child's progression or improvement or learning, but they are one of the metrics that we have by which we can measure a student's progress in education. And the numbers that came out are dismal, and they quite frankly, in my opinion, reflect the horrible things that we did during COVID with the lockdowns and a decades-long systemic failure of public education. It's always amazing to me how something that just, I've always said that anything in government, any government program, that once it's implemented, just metastasizes and grows and grows and grows. And it doesn't grow in a way that you think is necessarily effective. I've watched so many government programs that I was involved in that to this day have grown just beyond, I mean, just, it's like some sort of nuke took them off. And they just grew exponentially without anybody ever saying, hey, should we look at this program? Is it doing what we ask it to do? Is it effective? Should we do a cost-benefit analysis, for example? Nobody ever does that. And I think the same thing is true with public education. And I know this is like one of the third rails. There are so many third rails of politics. You can't talk about Social Security. You can't talk about this, or you can't talk about that. You can't talk about public education. Well, watch me. Hold my beer, because I'm going to. It's amazing when the Secretary of Education, I want you to think about this. Can you even name the Secretary of Education, by the way? Anybody know who it is? Yeah, that's what I thought. Nobody knows who this goober is. Miguel Cardona. When these test scores came out, his response was, they're appalling and unacceptable. And that it reflects a failure of our nation's public schools during the pandemic. And the parents should be angry. Okay, well, we know that. Does anybody ever think about asking the next question? Okay, Mr. Secretary, what are you going to do? How are you going to fix it? How are you going to turn it around? Nobody ever asks that question. And they don't ask that question because public education is probably, other than national defense, well, public education, because it is nationwide and it is funded in part by the federal government, which I think is a huge mistake, and then by state and local taxes, that probably makes it one of, if not the largest program in American government writ large, including federal, state, and local. Probably spend more on education than we do on anything else, including national defense. And it's failing. It's utterly failing. The first post-pandemic results of the National Assessment of Educational Program, that's the people that do these tests, are in, and they show that the pandemic era school shutdowns and all the remote schooling, all those kids sitting on Zoom calls, did enormous damage to the education of young people in this country. In fact, I would say that I would like to say, I would hope to think that there was an equivalent, and it's awful to say, I'm embarrassed to say it, but I mean it. I would hope that the rest of the world fell as far behind as we did. Because if they didn't, then that means that countries that are an existential threat to this country, like communist China, is now even further ahead of us in terms of educating their children. And they were already moving ahead of us. We cannot survive as a republic without a well-educated group of rugrats behind us to take over. You know, we all bitch and moan about how we got all these old farts running the government right now, right? Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer. I mean, all these old farts, all these octogenarians, it's time for them to go. And it's time for the millennials and the Gen Xers, the Gen Zs, the Gen Sings to move in and start being public leaders. And by public leaders, I mean not just in government, but in business, in charitable organizations, in non-government organizations. It's time for, okay, Boomer, it's time for us to kind of like move along. But there's nobody behind us. There's certainly nobody behind us that's graduating from public education right now. Government schools have been doing damage to those generations behind me anyway. Now, I can't necessarily say, behind you. Behind you too. Government schools, and that's what they are. They're government-run schools. Public education. Sounds so wonderful, doesn't it? Public education. How's the post office working out for you? How's it doing? Oh, post office is being beat to death by FedEx and UPS and Amazon and anybody else, Uber Eats and everybody else. We've all figured out, at least most of us, I think 99.9% of us figured out, that if we definitely want something there tomorrow, we're going to use FedEx overnight or UPS or DHL or something. I don't know. I mailed something to my grandson, who's first year freshman in college. And the only reason I used the Postal Service, to be completely honest, was I didn't care if it got there, like, by Monday or Tuesday. If it got there by, you know, Thursday or Friday, that's okay. It's not no big deal. And because I didn't care that it got there Monday or Tuesday, I didn't spend the extra money to have it sent by FedEx. So the U.S. Postal Service, for me, became a second or third tier choice of getting a package to my grandson. Now, what does that have to do with public schools? Look around you. Look around at what other countries are doing. Look around at charter schools. Look around at private schools. Look around at parochial schools. They're all moving ahead of public education and test scores, and there are now all different ways to teach kids, and it's just not working. Inflation-adjusted K-12 education spending per student has increased by 280% since 1960. Almost a 300% increase that we have spent on public education since the 60s. And what do we have to show for it? What's our ROI? How did fewer children, because there are now fewer children in public education than there was in the 60s, how do fewer children perform with more money being thrown at them? Are our kids 280% better at math or reading? Do they even know anything about civics? Probably not. But they're learning about, I don't know, gender confusion. They're learning how to hate America because America has done all these evil things. And America has done evil things. America has made mistakes. America has done wrong things. But that doesn't mean that America is an S-hole country and that we ought to tear it down. Because we've made mistakes and done horrible things, what we ought to do is learn from those and become a better nation. But if all we're taught, if all kids are taught in school are all the bad things that America's done and never taught civics, that this is the best and the most wonderful way to self-govern that man has ever invented in the history of mankind, they're not being taught that. I gave these stats on my local program this week because I want to slap you in the face with this. 74% of 8th graders are not proficient in math. 74%. 3/4 of 8th graders are not proficient in math. Oh, you want to be an engineer? Huh. Well, how's that going to work out for you? Math proficiency in 4th graders is down. 59% of 4th graders were not proficient in math at grade level. Nationwide, only 67% of 4th graders read, no, I'm sorry, I take that back, I got the number in verse. Only 33% of 4th graders and 31% of 8th graders read at or above grade proficiency. Only a third. Is your kid one of those? Is your neighborhood kid one of those? Is your grandkid one of those? Think about how utterly awful that is. It's time. You know, the school board speech, here it comes. It's either time to revolutionize, to completely shift the paradigm on public education, or realize that if this trend continues, then China and the European countries, South American countries, all the Asian countries will move so far ahead of us, and we will be on the road to being an S-hole country. Public education, that's all I want to say about it. Don't buy the moniker that somehow public education is something that has to stay the way that it is. Got to change. Get rid of the teacher unions. I don't know how you do it, but get rid of the teacher unions and then figure out some other way and give parents any choice that you can possibly give them so that the parents get to choose how their children are educated. And for those who would say, oh, but Michael, we can't do that. Wait a minute. I thought that's what the left told us all the time, that it was always about choice. Then give parents choice in how their kids are educated. Otherwise, we're doomed. Happy weekend, everybody. Hey, it is the weekend with Michael Brown, and I really do appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Love to hear your comments. Hang tight. I will be right back.
Hi, Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA, 246-YMCA, or go online to sfymca.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Glad to have you with me. So, yesterday in San Francisco, a dumbass broke into Nancy Pelosi's home. She wasn't there. Her husband Paul was there. And the attack, it's not clear whether the attacker had a hammer and Paul Pelosi had a hammer, whether everybody had a hammer, but, you know, hammers were involved. The crime wave that has hit San Francisco and a lot of other major cities, including right here in Denver, has now hit Nancy Pelosi's home. And a lot of people have asked me, so what's your take on this? Well, my take on it is, first, you know, living in a so-called gated community doesn't necessarily mean that you live in a secure community. And if you look at the layout of the Pelosi home, and the layout of that place where they live in San Francisco, I'm not surprised that they haven't been burgled before. And as insofar as the attack is concerned, this guy who, you know, is not, you know, it's amazing to me how the initial reports were this had to have been a mega, mega Republican. This had to be a Trump supporter. Really? That's your first thought? Is that somebody that attacks Paul Pelosi in their home in San Francisco, that it's a Republican? Name me a Republican anywhere that's attacked another politician. Seems to me that it's always the left-wing nut jobs that do that, not the right-wing nut jobs. But he apparently broke in. Now, we have no proof of this because it's he said, she said, because there was nobody there. And as far as I know, we haven't yet seen it, if there is even any security cam footage from inside the house. But it is reported that the assailant was yelling, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" That caused the cabal, the dominant media in particular, to start, "Yeah, oh, see, it must be a January 6th person, because they were looking for Nancy on January 6th, too." What bullcrap. What total bullcrap. That just shows they're desperate, so desperate to make something out of nothing. So you got this old hippie living in a hippie commune that had a list of other people he wanted to go attack, break in, and starts yelling Nancy. Now, whether he had a hammer or not, who had a hammer, we're not clear. The question then became, and I knew it would get to this, well, what about these politicians? Their lives are in danger. We ought to provide them security. Let me say right now, no. No, no, no. Taxpayers. Now, do I think the President of the United States, certain members of the cabinet, probably all members of the cabinet, particularly those who are in the line of succession, the Speaker of the House Majority Leader, and the Senate Majority Leader, do I believe that they need a security detail? Yes, I do, for continuity of government reasons. Do all 535 members of the House and the Senate need a security detail? No. But mark my words on this one. That's where they're going to go. You, if not this weekend, certainly next week, you're going to start hearing people talk about, all the talking heads, all the pundits to start talking about how, you know, these politicians, you know, they serve and, well, they're trying to serve us and we ought to provide them security. No, we should not. Now, if they want their own security, have at it. If you want to hire a bodyguard, if you want to hire a driver, and you want to expend your own money, or if it's proper under campaign laws, if you want to spend donor money to provide security for yourself, and your donors are okay with that, then I'm okay with that. But I'm 1,000% opposed to taxpayers providing security to all these goobers that are members of the House and the Senate. If you want to protect them, the very first thing that we ought to do is start denouncing the violence that is perpetrated predominantly by those on the left. When Antifa and Black Lives Matter, Inc., when they go through the summer of violence of 2020 and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and all the other Democrat leadership does not call for a halt to the violence, that's on them. When Steve Scalise and others are shot at a baseball practice, and it's not denounced by the Democrats, that's on them. When Rand Paul is attacked by a goofy neighbor and has his rib cage broken or whatever, collarbone or something, and it's not denounced by the Democrats, that's on them. But I call on both sides to start denouncing the violence. Tone it down a little bit. It's okay to be passionate. It's okay to be riled up. But these calls for violence have got to stop. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. A few more comments on that coming up next. I'll be right back.
Demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54%.
10% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. You can text the word Mike or Michaels and your message to 33103. And, of course, you can always go to the page where you can follow me on social media and stream us live, get the podcast. You can do everything there. And we just change the address to simply this, michaelsweekendshow.com. Pretty easy to remember, michaelsweekendshow.com. So Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, gets attacked. And, of course, the cabal immediately starts blaming Republicans for it. And my point is this. We're losing the ability to have... Now, look, political violence is nothing new. Let's just... As someone who lived through the 60s, I mean, as a very young boy, I can remember the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I remember the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, of Martin Luther King. I obviously the riots of the 60s. I remember all that being on television. Kent State, I remember that. I mean, this country, as any country, has its share of political violence. But I think one of the things that has changed is that no one denounces it. When the president was assassinated, for that matter, when Reagan was attempted assassinations on Reagan and Ford, the killing of Dr. King, the killing of Bobby Kennedy, there wasn't anybody that didn't stand up and completely and vociferously denounce that violence. Today, this is what you get from the cabal. This is MSNBC yesterday talking about the cabal.
Look, thanks, Stephen. I agree with your other guests. You know, what we're seeing here, they're calling it political violence as if it's somehow partisan. Democrats are doing it, Republicans are doing it. That's not really what's happening. What's happening is that there's a through line to apparently what's happened here to Nancy Pelosi's husband, to what happened during the January 6th insurrection.
Did you catch that? And he starts out with, you know, this is not Republican, this is, you know, both sides, blah, 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 blah. But there's a through line. There's a, I don't know whether he means a correlation. I think he means a causation. But there's a through line between something and the violence in Nancy Pelosi's own home. I would say, well, you know what? First of all, it's San Francisco. You already got a problem in San Francisco. You know, I was talking to my fill-in producer on Friday on my weekly show because he travels with the Colorado Rockies baseball team. Our daughter went to school in San Francisco. She had an apartment that wasn't far off Union Square. Union Square, where the Fairmont Hotel, whether it's still the Fairmont or not, but there was these really nice hotels and shopping centers, and Union Square was a great place for tourists and just for, you know, sightseeing and people watching. And I love this area where my daughter lived. And so I haven't been to San Francisco in quite a while, and I asked my producer Jesse, so what's it like? He told me that now there's a mobile command unit on one of the corners of Union Square in San Francisco. That's how bad the violence has gotten. You have to move in a San Francisco Police Department mobile command unit in the heart of San Francisco because of the violence. Now, wait a minute. Is that because of partisanship? No, I don't think so. But I do think that when you hear the rest of what this goober has to say, that you'll get that they don't want to take responsibility for advocating, or for at least, let me tone that down, for at least not denouncing
it. What's happening? What's happening is that there's a through line to apparently what's happened here to Nancy Pelosi's husband, to what happened during the January 6th insurrection, what happened to Shea Freeman, and also what happened during the Buffalo Massacre,
right,
when black people were murdered just for going to shop to get groceries. This is driven by white supremacist ideology. That's why you see these online posts talking about anti-Semitism, but also this obsession with thinking that America is somehow anti-white. But what we see is that this anti-black theory, this white supremacist ideology, is actually driving people to violence. It's stirring people up and really allowing these private biases to come out, and they're being weaponized. And we're seeing that law enforcement hasn't been fully successful in stopping it, and the courts aren't stopping it either.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, you know.
The thing is, what is the thing?
It seems like there's this effort to normalize this kind of behavior and to make Trumpers feel, you know, at home and prioritize their feelings. But when it results in violence, I don't know that there's space for that.
I don't know there's space for that. But listen, yeah, the thing is, there is an effort to normalize this kind of behavior and to make Trumpers feel at home and prioritize their feelings. But when it results in violence, I don't think there is space for that. Sweetheart, let me tell you something. Shut up. Just shut up. Isn't it fascinating that the immediate reaction is to, now there are a lot of causes for violence. It depends on the type of violence, the circumstances, the facts of the case. There are always certain and different underlying causes of violence. Depending on, I mean, there's obviously murder is violent. There are different reasons for murder. There are different causes for that. Just as generalized violence writ large, there are different causes for it. But when you say there's a through line through the violence at Nancy Pelosi's house, and that through line runs through white supremacy, runs through January 6th, and runs through Donald Trump or Donald Trump supporters, which, by the way, bucko, are you blaming me? Are you? Because I had absolutely nothing to do with that. Why don't you denounce the violence? There was no denunciation of the violence. Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States.
Understanding what it means. Everyone to really exercise the power of their voice through their vote. And the reality of it is that John Fetterman is a fighter. We know that about him. He has the character. He has the desire to represent the people and to do it in a way that he understands what struggle means. He understands what it means to overcome and to support people who are trying to get through the day, get through the week, and get through the month. And that's the kind of fighter he is. He's a fighter for working people. And we see that about him. We know that about his character. So
what
that's
did you think
here.
Of this performance of the debate?
Can I ask you briefly about Speaker Pelosi and her husband? What was your message to her? Have you spoken to her today?
I did talk to Speaker Pelosi this morning. And, I mean, this was an act of extreme violence. And I think we're looking at it at a time in our country where there is so much discourse that is fueled by hate and division.
There's so much violence fueled by hate and division. Now, there's hate and division on both sides of the political spectrum. But when you just generalize it, what's she really pointing toward? Well, she tells us.
And anyone who professes to be a leader, I think, has to really understand the meaning and the impact of their words and their posture on things like this. I pray for Paul's recovery. I know the Pelosi's, and this is tragic. Somebody literally broke into their home saying, "Where's Nancy?" And I strongly believe that we all, each one of us, have to speak out against hate. We have to speak out against violence, obviously, and speak to our better selves. There is absolutely room, and it is important to have public discourse when there are disagreements about policy. But what we've been seeing recently is so base in terms of the reducing it down to something that I think is beneath the dignity and the intelligence of the American people.
Thank you so much.
What did you think of Fetterman's debate performance?
People must understand, quote, the impact of their words and their posture, close quote. Madam Vice President, denounce the violence. And instead, we have this effort to claim that the violence flows through those on the right, and in particular in this case, when that's clearly not the case, that the violence flows through those of us because of our words and because of our posture. Who's she talking to? She's talking to us. Really? How about Jake Tapper over at CNN? Jake Tapper says, this horrifying act of violence today, I wish I could tell you it's an outlier. It's not. It's the inevitable product of a poisonous political climate where unchecked lies and hate-filled dehumanizing rhetoric combine to create a perfect storm of political violence. Jake, I wish you'd explain that. A poisonous political climate, unchecked lies. This is a difficult subject because has our side of the political spectrum lied about things? Yes. Has the other side lied about things? Yes. But when Jake Tapper says it, who do you think Jake Tapper is pointing to? Because he's pointing to one side and not to both sides. Unless and until political leaders denounce all political violence, it'll continue. And until they stop this, it's just one side and not the other side, or it's just one side and not both sides, it'll just continue. Can't have it that way.
San Francisco police have identified the suspect as 42-year-old David DePap. He's a man with a history of spreading far-right conspiracy theories on Facebook and elsewhere on the internet about COVID vaccines, the 2020 election, and the January 6th insurrection. Sources say he was not known to Capitol Police or in any federal threat database. It is hard to ignore how much of the suspect's rhetoric today echoes what we heard from rioters who stormed the Capitol. Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, one of the two Republicans on the January 6th House Committee, tweeted today, quote, I want to be clear, when you convince people that politicians are rigging elections, drink babies' blood, etc., you will get violence. This must be rejected. This is why the January 6th Committee is so important, unquote.
I'm sorry. I can't help but laugh. Their ability, working so hard to tie it to January 6th or Donald Trump, truly makes them look foolish. Do you know what would make them look mature? Denounce all political violence. How about that? Denounce it all. After all, most of us, if not all of us on the right, had denounced the violence of January 6th. It was wrong. Absolutely wrong. But don't paint all of us with that broad picture. I'll be right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Did you know 95% of shrimp consumed to this country come from overseas countries like China and India? Think twice about the shrimp you feed your family. Support U.S.-based Biloxi Shrimp Co. Owners Mark and Jonathan were born and raised in Biloxi, Mississippi, among generations in the commercial shrimping industry. You'll get premium restaurant-grade shrimp from hardworking Americans delivered to your door and be hooked on the quality and convenience. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, enter promo code FLAVOR for 10% off your entire order today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey, gang. Michael Brown here. If you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm, I understand that. A lot of people don't. I want you to learn about Heroes non-lethal products. Heroes, a maker of the award-winning Hero 2020. That one's a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles that are filled with pepper powder that explode on impact, covering the attacker, causing pain, mental confusion, and coughing uncontrollably. It just drops your assailant to the ground, giving you time to escape. You know, Paul Pelosi should have had one of these. All Hero products are concealable, and you don't need a carry permit. And now, at Hero2020.com, there's a new product called the Arrow. This looks like a small remote control. It shoots a thick, red, sticky pepper gel that creates intense burning sensation on any skin contact and has a really high decibel alarm system. Both of these products are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. My wife and I both carry one. I want you to get one for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, anybody that needs extra protection but is uncomfortable carrying a firearm, because these are non-lethal. Go to this website, Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com, and put in the coupon code MyLastNameBrown for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions might apply. Hey, happy weekend, everybody. Welcome back to the program. So the Biden job approval rating now is back down to about, it's under 40% again. And I kind of sometimes wonder why. Because the president says...
Return to next month's election. You've referred to the midterm election as a choice rather than a referendum.
That's right.
Given record inflation, why should voters choose Democrats?
Because it's not record inflation anymore. I'm bringing it down. Look what we inherited.
Look, I'd be happy to look at what we inherited. Inflation when you came into office, Mr. President, was like a 2.5% or something. And it went up to 8.7, and it's down to 8.5. You want us to vote on that? Hallelujah. Yes. Inflation is now still, he would tell you that inflation under his watch has gone down. And it has. Technically, it has. It's gone from 8.7 to 8.5. Now, it started out when he came into office at 2.5 and went up to 8.7. But, hey, who's counting? It's amazing to me that this man is truly the president of the United States of America. It's like with gas.
The most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office.
Oh, wait a minute. You took office in January of 2021. Gas at that time, when you took office, was $2.39 a gallon. So it was a dollar lower then. I don't know whether he has bad staffing or he just shamelessly lies about gas prices. I have to admit, I'm truly fascinated by it. I'm fascinated by the fact that remember when Barack Obama said that he had been to all 57 states? I used to joke about that all the time. Whenever I talk about the United States, I always talk about all 57 states. Well, guess what? We've lost a few states.
And by the way, if they do, that means, not a joke, everybody, that's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states.
Yeah. We lost three states. If you know where those three states are, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, because I just feel a duty. I feel a duty to try to find those states, because they might miss out on the election. Who knows? They might miss out on the election. Speaking of which, remember when John Fetterman, who was debating Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, in the Pennsylvania Senate race, and he said that he was for fracking, that he thought fracking was fantastic, and everybody kind of looked at him? Well, in 2018, that same John Fetterman said this.
I do not support its expansion. I don't support it in areas like our national forests. I don't support it in untouched green areas and places like that. Most importantly, if we are the Saudi Arabia of natural gas, we need to have the most comprehensive and extensive environmental controls.
So you don't support fracking. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining the Weekend with Michael Brown.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.